This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 23rd. God's word to you today is the four. Our scripture reading is taken from John 2, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "The wine supplier ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Dear woman, that is not our problem,' Jesus replied. 'My time has not yet come.'" Yesterday, we began to talk about the need to surround ourselves with the right type of people. And we said that usually there are four types of people: the pessimist, the optimist, the analyst, and the executionist. Everyone at that wedding, everyone surrounding the couple, was one of these four. Every single person around you is one of these four. And guess what? You are one of these four. As we go through the four types of people, you will see yourself very clearly, and you will see the one you should be going forward. The pessimist. Let's say a wall is broken in the office, for instance, and it's really bad, a health hazard. The pessimist will say, "Things are bad in the office. Look at that broken down wall. In fact, it can kill someone." I Googled it and I saw the same scenario in another company where they have these kind of walls. Then goes on to reel out various negative scenarios. Then, of course, the pessimist will go ahead to apportion blame to this person and that person. The pessimist is negative, never solves the problem, but successfully creates fear and confusion in the people around them. The second group is the optimists. The optimist sees everything as good about the wall. Oh, it's not that bad. The wall has mold growing on it, but the optimist insists that it is just the green color. The optimist does not solve the problem. Neither the optimist nor the pessimist by themselves are good for the system. The third category is the analyst, and this group combines pessimism and optimism, and then analysis. They're pragmatic, they analyze the problem, and they tell you the root cause of this situation that dates back to the 19th century and what happened at the foundation of the wall. They analyze and analyze and nothing happens. But the executionist takes initiative, solves the problem. If you're wondering why you should solve the problem of the office, particularly because it is not your company, do you know what that tells us about you? God cannot commit a company into your hands. Because if you are faithful in that which belongs to another, the Bible says God will commit your own to you. Please read Luke 16, verses 10 to 12. God expects you to be an executionist and take the initiative. Something is out of place at home, in the office, or in the church. Take the initiative and fix it. Stop talking about whose responsibility it is and how the person is not pulling his or her weight. There is nothing wrong with your own hands. Sort out what needs sorting out. Dear woman, that's not our problem. If you do not read the next sentence, you would think Jesus did not care or was nonchalant. Jesus says, "My time has not yet come," meaning he was working by heaven's calendar and it was not time. But Mary was an executionist. She took the initiative and things happened. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me be the right person, an executionist in my circle of influence, and surround me with executionists. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.